Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is entitled The Reason for the Cold War. Now, when I was a kid in the 80s and the Soviet Union fell apart, I thought the argument was over. And most people thought the argument was over. It was pretty much over. All the idiots who had defended the Soviet Union and all this, they pretty much shut up, right? Especially as the horrible things that the Soviet Union had done started coming to light. And so for 30 years, we kind of haven't argued about it until kind of the last 10 years. Bernie and Obama and all those idiots have really come on strong, especially Bernie putting his foot in his mouth about Castro and other things. But it shows you that they think communism wasn't really that bad. Because there's a soft spot in academia, and I get that phrase from Prager. They have a soft spot for communism because they like the idea of making everything fair. I think some of them also like the idea of them being in charge, right? If you believe in limited government, nobody's really in charge. Everybody's elects people who are a little bit in charge and they all have to cooperate. But you can't get everything accomplished that way. You can't reach equity that way because there's too many power centers that have to agree on certain things. So I think that's the draw too. So there's this kind of nasty mix of do-gooders and millenarians and utopians and dictators, wannabe dictators, and people who want to dispense with the Constitution and all that kind of stuff, all on the left just stewing around. People who don't care about having families, people who don't care about religion, people who this is their entire life. This is just kind of an annoying distraction for a lot of us on the right. For me, it's kind of, I'm into it, but I have other stuff I'm doing too. For them, it's their crusade. It's everything to them. And so all they do all day long is figure out how to get more power so that they can implement their utopian ideas for whatever reason they want to implement them. So the question I want to address about the Cold War right now is, why did we have it? If you talk to a communist, they'll tell you it's because the United States was trying to expand its markets and its influence so it could expand its control over all these third world countries so it could rape them of their resources and exploit their workers and all this stuff. Right? Classic Marxist claptrap. Okay? Is it 100% wrong that the United States is involved in places for economic reasons? No, that's not 100% wrong. But is that why we had the Cold War? No. Just like, would there be any unrest in the Holy Land if the Palestinians would stop trying to attack the Israelis? No. Now you could say, well, they're being oppressed, of course. Look, the Israelis don't want conflict. I know back in the 60s, there was all this crazy stuff that went on. That's not happening anymore. So look at what's happening now. And I don't know all about it, but what I do know is the Palestinians do terror attacks on the Israelis, and the Israelis don't do terror attacks on the Palestinians. They defend themselves. They root out terrorists. That's it. They could annihilate every person in the Gaza Strip in 10 minutes and in the West Bank. They don't. So it's kind of like, if not for the Palestinians waging terror, there would be no conflict. If Putin didn't invade Ukraine, there wouldn't be a war. So if you want to buy his stupid propaganda that, well, we're justified because NATO threatens us and Ukraine should be part of Russia. How does NATO threaten you? It's a defensive alliance. I get it that it makes you uncomfortable and that you don't like it. But if your ancestors, Putin, hadn't mistreated all of its neighbors for 70 years, they wouldn't hate you so much. But they hate you with the passion. That's why they joined NATO, because they know that you're dangerous. And it's purely a defensive alliance. If Estonia invaded Russia tomorrow, no one would join them. It's a defensive alliance. And, well, what if they made an alliance with Mexico? If we had done the kind of stuff to Mexico that Russia did to the Baltic states and the Ukraine and Poland, yeah, then Mexico might have a point. They don't have a point now. I know Marxists love to teach kids that, well, we ruined everything wrong with South America is because of the United States. That's stupid. That's stupid. We got involved in South America and Latin America and all that because those countries are unstable. And we have an interest in keeping them stable. Is everything we did there 100% right? No, I don't even really know the history of it that well. But did we do to them what the Soviet Union did to its neighbors? No. And anyone who tells you that is a total idiot. They don't know anything. And if they act like they know something and they say that, then they're an idiot. Come on. People who act like they know stuff when they don't know stuff, come on. I'm so sick of it. Now you might say, well, you're doing that. Well, I don't think I'm an expert on South American history. I just know some stuff, and I know that we didn't do anything nearly as bad as what the Soviet Union did. So my whole point with those scenarios or those examples is, what's the cause? You need to get down to, what does this all hinge on? What started it? If not for what, could this have been avoided? If that's the right way to put it. I don't know if that's the right way to put it. Sometimes you start a podcast and it's too late and you're a little tired and it's like, I don't know how coherent this is going to be, but there you go. I'm doing my best. So what is the one thing you could change that would have made it so there was no Cold War? American imperialism? No, not American imperialism. We were dragged into that war. We didn't want that war. We didn't want World War I. If not for the expansionist agenda of the Soviet Union because of its communist regime that was in charge of it, there wouldn't have been a Cold War. There might have been something else. I don't know. But there wouldn't have been a Cold War. That's what drove it. Everywhere you look, it's communist aggression met by American reaction to stop the communist aggression. Everywhere you go. Because remember, our strategy was containment. We couldn't roll them back because we all had nukes. So there couldn't be a war. We couldn't actually roll them back. At least we couldn't. Other people could maybe, but we couldn't because it'd be the end of the world. There's so many examples. Look at the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now you could say, well, we had missiles in Turkey. Yeah, and as far as I know, I could be wrong. As far as I know, we told everyone we were putting them in there. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think they were secret missiles. And those countries were allies that had thrown off a communist uprising. And so the problem is people will draw a moral equivalency between the Soviet Union and the United States. You know, Bill Buckley's whole thing. If there's a guy who pushes a grandma in front of an oncoming bus and another guy who pushes a grandma out of the way of an oncoming bus, can you accuse them both of just pushing old women around? You have to look at the actual natures of these countries, the kinds of things they were actually doing, instead of just buying into the communist propaganda. You have to understand, a lot of people teach history. If you talk to a communist about communist history, about the Cold War, it's like talking to a Holocaust denier about World War II and the Nazis. It's bad history. It's distorted. It's not just biased. It's distorted. It's not just their take on it. It's screwed up history. So all these people who are running around at the Democratic National Convention with Soviet Union flags, they're brainwashed. There's no way around it. They're just brainwashed. They don't know anything. Because people who have really looked into it, they know the Soviet Union was bad news. They know the whole thing was messed up. Now, think about this. Let's make a list of all the things that the Soviet Union did that people tout that was great. Female astronauts, all these programs, everyone had a job, all this stuff, right? That's kind of propaganda from the Soviet Union. Some of it maybe they did. Maybe some of it was a good idea. I don't know. But on the other side of the ledger, on our side, we have freedom. We have a government that responds to the people. We have a government that has limited powers. We have rights. Those things outweigh all the other stuff about the Soviet Union because those things don't exist on the Soviet Union side. So it's like, well, don't worry about all that. Don't worry about all the rights and limited government and people living freely. And we're talking about only the good stuff about the Soviet Union. And even that stuff wasn't even really that good. The industrialization that they always talk about, it was mostly backed up by slave labor. Yeah, you can extract a lot of wealth out of people that you force to work for you for nothing. Yeah, it's called slave labor. It's called a famine where you steal all the food from the Ukraine and use it to fund your growing economy up north in Moscow. Yeah, if you starve 10 million people to death and take all their food, yeah, the other part of the country is maybe going to do okay. But you can't compare what Russia would have been without the communists. You look at look at the industrial miracle. Yeah, we had an industrial miracle that dwarfed theirs. Their economy was garbage compared to ours, even during World War II. So everybody says, look at all this stuff they cranked out. Yeah, that's all they were cranking out, though. They didn't have guns and butter. They just had guns. People eating sawdust. People eating, look at the rations for them. And it was like miners had a piece of meat and bread, and everybody else just had bread, right? This is not an economic miracle. This is just an economy that was so controlled by the government that they said, these people are going to starve, these people are going to almost starve, and whatever's left over, we're going to spend on tanks. Okay, that's the, quote, economic miracle of the Soviet Union. So just keep in mind that most of the history you hear is distorted. And I think a lot of it is like Holocaust deniers teaching World War II. Go talk to a Holocaust denier. Some of them are very smart. I've never talked to one personally, but go listen to one. Some of them know a lot of stuff, and then they get into this conspiratorial madness. And then they'll just throw all these factoids at you. And that's how communists argue too, because they have nothing to really argue, because their side is hollow. There's nothing really there. And then they'll start talking about all the social justice and all that. That's a separate argument from the Soviet Union. That's just like smoke and mirrors to justify the dictatorship oh, don't worry about all the other stuff we're doing because we have female astronauts. Did the United States ever have female astronauts? No, therefore the Soviet Union's better. What? That just negates all the gulags, all the purges. And then morons like Chank Uyghur will come over and say, well, actually, it's just Stalin. It's just Maduro in Venezuela. They're just doing it wrong. It's not real Marxism. Come on. What if a Holocaust denier told you that's not real Nazism? Hitler just did it wrong. He's just a little extreme. If you had a more moderate Nazi in there who did Nazism a little bit better, the underlying ideas are actually really good. It's a good philosophy if you just did it right. Come on. Why we would never accept that. Why do we accept it from Marxism? We shouldn't. We should push back. We should realize that how ridiculous that is. The communists were and are criminals who take over countries and ruin them. And then they say, well, it's for the good of the people, blah, blah, blah. It's just like a shtick that they use to stay in power and say they're for the little guy. If you were for the little guy, you'd be like Western democracies because they have rights that you actually honor. You don't just write it down on a piece of paper and then say, yeah, they have rights, and then just ignore all the laws. So just keep in mind, the Cold War was because, or happened because, the Soviet Union was trying to take over the world. Communism has to take over the world. That's how it works. It's an expansionist ideology. It's the new way of doing things. That's how they operate. They don't care about states. I mean, I don't mean United States style states. I mean like an area with a government over it. They don't care about that. They care about their ideology, and it's radical, and it's, I can't ever say it, millenarian. It's like a religious, like this fervor, like eventually we'll get to perfection. And all of that is what the regime in charge of Russia was trying to push. Not reforms, right? All that stuff that they were doing in the Soviet Union, we could do some of that here. Some countries in Western Europe are doing it. You don't need a dictatorship to have a welfare state. It's not necessary. But if you're a communist, then you do. All right, well, thank you for listening.